Oh, I like that one. Jacob Bellens. Renegade. We're boogieing on down to that. It's a good thing. Like I often say, that this is radio and not TV. And not TV or film, indeed. And speaking of film, we would like to welcome our guest today. Our guest is Johannes Grenzbuttner, the founder of Monochrome.
Monochrome, ein Kollektiv, das sich beschäftigt mit Kunst, mit Technologie, mit Philosophie, mit Gesellschaftskritik und die unfassbar viele Medien gleichzeitig bespielen. Von Performance, Theater, Film, Videospiel, etc., etc.
And speaking of performance, it's not always so mainstream, the performances,
not
let's
at all.
Say. You could let yourself be buried alive, spend 15 minutes in a coffin actually covered with earth in one of the performances. Another performance was Eigenblunzen, where people came to a sort of heurigen, donated some of their blood, which was then turned into Blutwurst.
Yum, yum.
So I'm delighted to welcome Johannes Grenzbuttner. Hi, Johannes. You are the founder of Monochrome. You're celebrating 25 years of Monochrome. How exactly did it all start?
Incredible. 25 years.
I know.
I'm feeling old.
Stop. You don't
and
look old.
And hopefully all our fans feel old too. Yeah. Well, it started in the early 1990s. And I didn't even have matura back then. I can still remember. I was like, I think I wasn't even 18 years old when it all started. Yeah. And so the idea was, because nobody back then was really interested in the stuff that I was interested in. So I grew up in Stockerau, like Wiener Speckgürtel. And I was kind of like crazy nerd, I have to say. I was interested in science fiction and all craziness out there. But most of the people I knew weren't interested in my stuff. So
right.
I thought, like, where can I find people who are interested in the same things that I'm interested in? So I joined a very early internet network called Fidonet. And that's where I found my first collaborator, Frankie Ablinger, who then, together with me, we founded an online message board and a fanzine. I'm not sure if people still know what fanzines are, but an alternative magazine.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like the founding moment of Monochrome. And from that moment on, we kind of try, let's say, to find the perfect weapon of mass distribution of an idea. And sometimes that's a musical, and sometimes it's a film or a performance, whatever it is. We try to make political or activist or statements interesting and entertaining.
So I wanted to say it's often kind of absurd, funny, but always sort of critical towards politics, towards society, to make people think, right? And you've even worked together with the likes of our own Roli Grazer, Dave Dempsey, Hannes Duscher, Stuart Freeman, and even you, Connelly.
Ja, ich habe auch schon die Ehre gehabt, mit Johannes zusammenzuarbeiten.
Wir haben die Ehre gehabt.
Exactly, that's what I say every time I'm on the morning show with Connie Lee. It's meine Ehre. Okay, so 25 years is a long time. It's enough for a baby to develop into an adult, to go through all of that school stuff, even leave school, and even start a job and be living on their own.
Yeah. Get drug addicted and getting out of it.
Precisely,
and
all sorts of things are possible. So how would you compare Monochrome in that development? From its baby years to now.
Oh, well, of course, there are ups and downs. I mean, over 25 years, you're just like not the same person. And we are nine people in the center core. And of course, even the nine people, like, they all developed new interests and new, of course, relationships and new things they wanted to pursue, I have to say. And over the time, it's kind of interesting to see. It's almost like an interesting relationship with ups and downs and this and that. And but I mean, I will probably never get out of it.
Well, that's a good thing. We don't want you to either. You're currently doing a show apropos in the Spektakel in Vienna, reading through old anecdotes. Is that time travel for you? How many projects have you forgotten about?
Oh, many, many. So doing the research for the show, it's kind of like I call it a brachial anekdotische Hauptabendunterhaltung, where I just like pile up a ton of texts that we wrote and a ton of interesting notes and anecdotes. And not, I mean, people could probably go to all the five shows and hear a completely different show, because I'm kind of interacting, of course, with the audience and getting inspired by them, or just like finding a new piece of paper or opening up a monochrome fanzine and just like telling whatever I think about when I look at those pages. So it's very, very stand up in a certain way, and there are so many cool stories there. Yeah.
Deine Show beendest du immer mit einem speziellen Song, den hören wir gleich, und zwar von den Eels, Last Stop This Town. Und nach dem Song gibt es vielleicht hier auch noch Tickets zu gewinnen für deine Show. Wer weiß?
Eels, what a great one. And Last Stop This Town. Johannes, you just told me about the story behind that song, because you play that song at your shows, right?
Well, I played that song as the last song of the show that I'm doing at Spektakel.
Beim Abspann quasi.
Abspann. yes.
And speaking of that, that's your current show at the moment. But if you're honest, what would be the project that you're most proud of over the years?
I mean, honestly, it's really interesting. So sometimes I'm walking on the street and people come up to me and say like, aren't you one of the guys who did this and this and this? Mm-hmm. And that's always the favorite project at the moment, because it's pretty much like what people remember. Because what I find interesting, well, I don't know, but I like them all. They're all my babies, of course. Yeah. But I mean, just recently I saw a guy on the street wearing one of our T-shirts from like 15 years ago. And it had the slogan, nicht kommunizieren gilt nicht. Yeah? And I thought like, what? You're wearing one of our shirts still after 15 years? And he said like, yes, almost every week. And I'm like, what? Yes, I'm happy.
Also good shirt quality, good t-shirt quality.
Yeah, obviously good t-shirt quality. Okay,
back then,
we're talking about
Spreadshirt, we did it ourselves on the, whatever.
There you go. But that's 15 years ago, and even 25 years ago you started. But what about in the next 15 years, the next 25 years? What can we expect in the future?
Well, or this year.
Exactly. I hope I'm still alive in 25 years. Yeah,
yeah, there
and
you go. We
I'm
all
not
do.
Copied into some singularity or something. this year, first of all, the reading and lecture and anecdotes show on the 8th, 9th, and 15th of March. And my new film, which is also a monochrome production, will have a premiere very soon on the 16th of March at the Diagonale in Graz, but the big party premiere is at the Gartenbau Kino in Vienna on the 22nd, and that's also the 25 years of monochrome party.
Yay!
With Brady Robnik and Brown Eyes and a couple of really cool DJs. So you should really show up to that, because that will be horrendous.
A Glossary of Broken Dreams is the name of the movie that is coming up. But we do have a special treat for you now.
Und zwar für die Lesung/Performance im Spektakel, wo Johannes zurückblickt auf 25 Jahre Monochrom. Dafür haben wir Tickets, und zwar für alle drei Termine, für 8. März oder den 9. März oder den 15. März. Ihr müsst nur anrufen 0800 226 996 und mir das Datum sagen, an dem ihr gerne gehen möchtet.
Yeah, and I'm playing a song now. Johannes, tell us briefly about this song.
Well, es war einer unserer vielen Versuche, einen Sommerhit zustande zu bekommen.
Okay.
Der konkret monochrom mit dem Andreas Stoiber, Krach, gemeinsam. Und schade, dass es kein Sommerhit geworden ist. Ich finde es immer noch gut.
Vielleicht wird es ein Winterhit.
Maybe it'll just be a hit right now. Let's play it and find out. And give us a call, 0800 226 996. So thank you so much, Johannes, for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.